From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump had a warning for Iran on Tuesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They flew Marine One to Mount Vernon yesterday. This morning, Macron's due to be welcomed here by nearly 500 U.S. military members and a gun salute, though a forecast of steady rain could get in the way. In the evening, Trump's, Macron's, and about 150 guests will be in the state dining room for a dinner that'll feature rack of lamb and entertainment afterward by the Washington National Opera. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump faces a May 12th deadline to again waive economic sanctions against Iran as part of the deal. Iran's president is warning about the nuclear agreement as high-level talks are held in Washington. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hassan Rouhani's told supporters in Iran, if someone wants to betray our nation and the deal, grave consequences will affect them, adding that the Islamic nation will strongly resist any plots by those who sit in the White House. Rouhani didn't elaborate, only saying that Iran has prepared for various scenarios while it abided by its commitments under the deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says he expects to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, quote, very soon.
I think we have a chance of doing something very special with respect to North Korea. Good for them, good for us, good for everybody.
On Tuesday, he praised Kim as being, quote, very open and very honorable. Trump said, we have been told directly that North Korea would like to have the meeting as soon as possible. We think that's a great thing for the world. This is VOA News. In Quetta, Pakistan, on Tuesday, three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces, killing at least six and wounding several others. One of the bombers blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing the fatalities. Rescue workers said seven policemen were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The attack happened shortly after two heavily armed suicide bombers raided a paramilitary Frontier Corps installation in the Miangundi area just outside Quetta. The UN Human Rights Office wants an investigation into the killings of dozens of civilians by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen during the past 4 days. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the Rights Office in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office reports Saudi-led airstrikes killed at least 45 people, all civilians, and wounded many more, including women and children, in three separate incidents. The first attack on Friday reportedly killed 21 civilians, including five children, traveling in a vehicle in a village in Taiz governorate. 2 days later, human rights monitors report many people were killed and injured in two separate incidents. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A 25-year-old man who plowed a van into a crowded Toronto, Canada sidewalk was ordered held Tuesday on 10 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder. Police have tried to make sense of what appeared to be one of the deadliest mass murders in the country's modern history. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there was no reason to suspect more attacks would come.
At this time, we have no reason to suspect that there is any national security element to this attack.
A judge ordered Alec Manassian detained without bond and scheduled the next hearing for May 10th. The key whistleblower in Chile's clerical sex abuse scandal has arrived in Rome for his meeting with Pope Francis. He said Tuesday he will urge the Pope to get rid of the, quote, toxic bishops and cardinals who have, in his words, defamed and discredited abuse survivors around the world. And former President George H.W. Bush remains hospitalized with an infection. He is said to be responding to treatments and appears to be recovering. Mr. Bush is 93 years old. On Saturday, he attended the funeral of his wife Barbara, who died at the age of 92. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.